Blog Talk Radio.
Were you born an asshole, or did you work at it your whole life? Either way, it worked out fine, 'cause you're an asshole tonight.
Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first show of Two People Talking. Tonight's show will be about nothing in general, except everything in general, and you are invited to shut your trap and listen. We now welcome you to listen to Ryan. Ryan?
Thank you.
Ryan,
yes.
Speak up. How are you, honey?
Good. How are you?
Good. Already having trouble with my phone tonight, so you can tell it's going to be a whacked-out radio show. And I think it's time to get new phones, you know? I'm playing, like, musical phones at these things. I hang them up, and the other one dies within 3 minutes, and I have to hang it up, and the other one dies within 2 minutes. You know, I'm getting sounds on the phone like everybody in the neighborhood can hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I accidentally made the show for only a half an hour today, which is going to suck because we're going to rock. All right. Anyways, have you heard back? Have you heard anything from your sister, Kelly, at all?
Yeah, I went to her graduation this weekend.
Oh, cool. And did she mention anything about the phone calls?
Yeah.
You got to admit, those are...
She knew it was you.
Of course she did. But those are some of the funniest phone calls. Let me ask you this. Did she actually... She heard them, right?
Yeah.
Okay, did she...
She thinks you're creepy.
What is she saying, 18 years old? She has to truly think it's funny. Come on.
No, seriously, she doesn't.
Oh, the poor bastard.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe that's enough talking about her, then. She just doesn't get it. She doesn't get that I'm all peace and love and apple pie. You know?
Yeah, well, Kelly likes to dress like she's like that, but doesn't share the same mentality.
Right. Well, I just took the tissue paper out of my nose, so I'm feeling a lot better.
Awesome. I thought that did a lot for you. Why do you feel better?
Oh, because it did its work. I mean, you know.
Oh, okay.
After a while, for those of you who just tuning in, you want to check out my blogs at www.myspace.com, Sam Freedom, and my Blog Talk Radio Show archives, blogtalkradio.com/Sam Freedom. We're doing a little bit of a different format tonight. We're returning back to the old days. The old days were when we used to just sit out here and talk like two idiots, just making fun of life in general and coming up with some pretty funny, witty stuff. Then it sort of changed into the Sam Freedom Hour, you know. It was okay, but it was like, you know, when people come and look at the radio guy, they're like, what the fuck is a Sam Freedom, you know? And it's like you don't give a shit unless you're patriotic. And the patriotic type people who come in, they can't handle it because they're expecting, like, political talk. They're expecting me to be bashing, like, Islam and stuff, which I, believe me, I bash radical Islam plenty. But on the radio shows, it's all about being wild, fun, freaky, and free and rolling with the punches. And, you know, sometimes a lot of these right-wingers that come in, like, hoping for a political show, they just can't handle the comedy and the humor. Seriously, there's nothing, like, less funny than a right-winger. I mean, Michael Savage is a bit funny sometimes, only because he's so, like, harsh, but there's just, you know, there's nothing funny about right-wingers. So, Ryan and I were talking a little bit earlier. Ryan, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like I've got, like, every friggin' line in the world is crossed with mine tonight.
CIA.
Can you hear it? Can you hear anything?
Yeah, I do. I hear clicking and fuzz.
Yeah.
And...
That's it, folks. It's the FBI. They're on to me. Me and my subversive radio shows. Well, tonight, we're going to be talking about sticking tissues up our nose. Only because I know how many of you seriously love that. Here we go. All right. Get in the groove. Okay. Well, the truth is, see, Ryan called me tonight, you know. And whenever Ryan calls me, I see it on caller ID, and I go, her husband, or fiance is Ted. I go, Ted, is that you? And tonight I did it, and I had like two pieces of tissue up my nose because I'm dealing with like this cold or an allergy or something. And I started remarking about how comforting these two tissues up my nose were. I mean, I know it doesn't paint a beautiful portrait of me right now to be taking me with two tissues up my nose, but I was reminiscing about how I went out for a drive one day and I tore off two pieces of tissue and plugged them in my nose because they were, you know, just draining that day. And I forgot they were there. They were just so comfortable doing their job. And I pull up, like, at a red light, and I look to the left, and people are like, everyone I looked at was, like, on the verge of laughing, but, like, smiling, like, ha, 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 ha. I thought, wow, everybody's nice and happy. Usually you pull up at red lights, and people, like, want to kill people. They get scowls on their face. But everyone was, like, in such a pleasant mood. And I couldn't figure out why. I thought maybe it was just me. I don't know. And I get out of the car, and I went into some building, and I passed, like, a window or a mirror of some kind, and I realized I still had, like, these two big pieces of tissue sticking out of my nose. And even I laughed. I was like, holy shit, that's fucked up. So if you ever want to, you know, have a successful day and drive through traffic unscathed and without people, like, road raging and stuff, just stick two pieces of tissue up your nose, whether or not you have an allergy or a cold. Works every time. You're really going to get great advice like that. And two people talking. That's our new show moniker, the more Sam Freedom Hour. Two people talking. We just do that from now on?
Yeah, sure. Are you going to be able to pull off the baritone?
I'm a natural baritone. It's the bass.
Oh,
it's the bass. I become a bass. Whenever I get sick, my voice drops down. I'm like, I can do the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz. It's like, if I were king of the fallen. But I can't do it otherwise. Can you do it?
Not quite.
No.
I think you heard as low as I could go.
I feel sad.
It sounds like a man that has smoked quite a few packs a day for his entire life.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. That will scare that will scare our zero listeners away right now.
Yeah.
Seriously, you don't want to do that. If you scare our zero listeners away, that's it. You know, I've got to get the clip of Cookie Monster singing Zero Cookies. You remember that? I played that video clip on one of my blogs.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, everyone kept coming along, and he's like, I've got six cookies, and da-da-da-da-da. And then people came along, and they took them all to the point where he had zero cookies, and somebody came up and said, hey, look at the bright side, Cookie Monster. You have zero cookies on the plate, but now no one can take them from you. And he's like, oh, yeah, I like that. And he started singing how happy he was that he had zero cookies, and he ended up eating the plate. Huh?
He was free.
Yeah, he was free. And he ended up eating the plate. You know, Cookie Monster eats the plate.
Yeah.
All right. So next on the tonight's agenda is playing with yourself. How many people play with themselves? Come on. You fucking liars. There's so much sperm and plasma flying all over the universe right now. Everyone's like, not me. There's two camps of people on that. There's the not me's, and then there's the, oh, all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's never any in between. No one ever goes, yeah, you know, once in a while. Once in a while. You know, I pull it out like once a week and then push it around a little bit. And it does this thing and it shoots everywhere and I clean it up. And, you know, no big deal. You never hear that. Hey, hold on a second. I think we get Shonzi calling in. That's the power of doing this on, like, an odd fucking night. Like, if I go on Tuesdays and Fridays, the regulars are nowhere to be found anymore. But they're all like, that's my mistake. I wasn't following my MySpace people like Mariners used to follow, like, the tides and the stars and do their charts and shit. And I lost them all. All the tribes of Israel got scattered onto, like, Sundays nights and Monday nights and Wednesdays. And I was too lame to be there and get my MySpace title chart out.
Well, you
okay.
said you didn't care.
Huh?
You said you didn't care after a while.
No, I really didn't care, but, you know, it's not that I didn't care. Mm-hmm. It's like I didn't care that I didn't care, okay? So don't give me that.
Okay.
Here, hold on a second. Hey, welcome to Sam Freedom Hour. Is that Shonzi?
Oh, this is in Taco Bell?
No, it's not Taco Bell tonight, although I got a burrito. I got a burrito right here in my hand. What's going on, brother?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How's the dead bodies piling up?
God, dude. It's been slow.
Slow?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be good news. For all of you listening who don't know, first of all, if my phone dies, you guys just keep the fucking show going. I'll call back in on my portable phone or something like that. But for all you who don't know, Sean is a... May I tell people? Do you care?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Sean's a mortician. That means when you die, he cuts you open, stuffs you full of cotton and scissors and all kinds of junk that he finds in the wastebasket next to him. And then he sews you back up with your shoelaces and puts you in a cheap suit and tells your family that he's really sorry and that he wishes, you know, that it could be different, but he's got to make a living too.
Hell yeah, when you die, come to me and I'll make your asshole the equivalent of a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Okay. That was a little too much.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
That's okay. And so he's a mortician. So if you have any pressing questions about the dead and the dying, well, maybe not the dying so much. I don't think he's murdered too many people, but he's sad. He's sad that not many people have died this month, or at least been shipped to him. And, hey, Sean, I'm going to leave it up to you. Should we let, I don't know if this is Melzer or Melody. I think it's Melzer. Should we let Melzer on the show tonight?
Hell, I'll take head.
Okay. Melzer?
Yes, sir.
See, Ryan?
Uh-huh.
Ryan can learn from you. Did you hear that? Yes, sir. Okay. So, anyways, welcome to... This isn't the Sam Freedom Hour, by the way. Did you know that?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what this is?
Two people talking?
Yeah. Maybe more. It's the new episode. It's two people talking.
I know. I called in to say hi because I haven't talked to Ryan in a long time.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
Hello.
I saw your glasses.
I know. Aren't they tight?
You look cute.
The two wrong people talking. Oh, I'm just kidding around. But, you know what? Didn't one of you, like, not stand the other originally?
I thought she didn't like me.
I think I might have not liked you.
But isn't that fascinating?
I don't remember.
Isn't that fascinating how friendships grow?
No. It wasn't her. It was that other person.
Amy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's her that I couldn't stand. I always liked Ryan.
Aw, thank you.
You know why?
You're welcome.
That's because Ryan also liked the man. Hey, Shonzi.
What up?
How come you're able to call in tonight?
You know, I just wasn't intoxicated today. I just woke up and I was like, wow. I got to go to work really early tomorrow, so.
I'm glad. It was kind of like casting a wide net out there tonight. Like, I didn't know who would be, you know, watching, who would be listening. Wait, were you just, did you happen to have your MySpace up and running?
Well, yeah, I haven't actually been on for a while, so.
I figured
I'd come check it out. And
just happened to catch you at the right time.
Yeah.
Are you still on my friends list, Shonzi?
You know what? Who knows?
Well, yeah, he's had, like, so many accounts.
I still have 45 people. Yes, you are.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, she has plans. She has plans for you.
Oh.
She's having a party.
Yeah, well,
if you decide
to go into taxidermy, let me know.
Exactly.
We're going to fly a big red kite.
She's gonna have a party for the dead. For the Ted. Pretend
yeah.
The dead, and she wants you to come over and do a horror scene.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Sean, you sound like you're, like, ready to pass out.
Dude, I've been tired lately.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's good sound effects, though. Calling the show, it's like...
That's what you get when you don't drink.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you get?
Well, see, I would already be passed out by now had I been drinking, so.
So, Melza called, Melza proved the extent of her MySpace, her Sam Freedom addiction by calling into the show the other night from her cell phone out in, like, the middle of her city.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like, no MySpace. Just call in from the cell phone. Just know what time it is. Dial and hope that there's a show. Imagine that dialing in the dark. It's like, okay, I'm just going to do. Let's see.
And I have the number memorized.
Yeah.
Eric?
Yeah.
Do you think that you're bigger than Bill Nye the Science Guy yet?
I don't think so at all. I think I'm like Haley's Comet. You know, I come around for a little while, then I take off. Because you know, to really grow a listenership or a readership, it takes a lot of initial effort. And then you have to go into maintenance phase and grooming phase, where you have like people referring people all the time for some kind of reward. And I truly don't. I just don't want that. Like, I enjoy the banter back and forth. But I want people. I want to associate with people who are committed to bantering or committed to like fun, witty exchanges over the long haul. I don't want to be like chasing people who are just, you know what I mean, like disillusioned, disgruntled people who just like want to pop in for like 3 weeks and then move on. I don't like. You know what I'm trying to get at? There's like a weird groupie phenomenon that goes on MySpace, and people run around from like one place to the next and. I'm just looking for a core group of people who are just hardcore mindfucks. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good, because this...
Sounds like it's a Darwin thing, you know.
It is.
The retarded mutant fish has sex with the retarded mutant fish and then, like, grows, like, retarded fish hands and crawls out of the water and then, like, has sex with the retarded mutant squirrel and that makes the monkeys and then the two retarded mutant monkeys have sex and that makes you...
Your mind takes some interesting twists and turns.
Yeah, you guys ought to hook up.
Yeah, right.
Ted could use another...
Fuck up?
No. Ted could use another assault on his throne.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
Oh, I caught that last minute.
Yeah, give him your number. It's interesting, though. I mean, I really, you know, I don't really feel like I was the product of two retarded monkeys, but most of the people in MySpace are. Hey, you know what would be really cool right now?
Mm.
If we could get us some fat kids. But that poor bastard, man, I don't know what happened to him. Got too big for his own britches.
He likes poetry now.
Oh, yeah, something's wrong. I have to get in touch with him. Something's wrong.
Yeah, it's poetry.
Yeah. Hey,
wow.
He's expressing his more tender side.
Bet you're gay.
No, I'm not.
Well, anyways, that's the stuff we do on the Sam Freedom Hour. We can't do that anymore. Because this is two people talking.
Does anybody have, like, can anybody come up with what they imagine this poetry sounds like?
No. Want me to go to the kid's site? I'll read some. Here,
yeah,
on.
Well, I'm on it right now, reading it. That's
why. Let's take turns reading Fat Kid. You know what? Let me read first so you understand how funny it has to be read, okay?
Okay.
What is it, Fat Kid 60?
Well, what?
What's his website? Oh, he defriended me, that bastard.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
It says he's online now.
Is it /fatkid6d?
It's /writempi.
Oh, that's right. There is actually a fatkid6delta. He's got a secret account where he wears women's clothing.
Ooh.
There we go.
You ain't friends anymore. You can't remember his MySpace fucking name. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
Armageddon.
Okay, I'm on his poetry blog now.
Oh no, like his last like 50 bajillion blogs have been poetry.
Yeah, well, I'm just on the recent one. Ready? Dancing in Ethery by Fat Kid 6 Delta on Two Men Talking. Two people talking. Us alone. You hold me. Wait, let me pull the napkin out of my nose. Us alone. You hold me. We start to dance, lost in each other. Together it's magic as we shuffle on parquet. Lost in the eyes of each other, you lead with grace, style, and pizzazz. A waltz to some, but heaven to us both. Perpetually strumming a cadence, we hold each other closely always. Our arms in perfect form, we glide. The dance is almost over, but the music's inside. As the last refrain echoes its end, we kiss, and I love you. Hey, I gotta be honest, it's not too bad.
That's not even one that he wrote all himself, is it?
No, isn't it one where, like, everybody, like, gives a line or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. No, you should read his most recent blog.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that. Two people talking. Because other than that, it'll be two people reading. And that would be misleading to people who are coming in because it's two people talking. Do you get it? Do you get it? Okay, mute. No, really. If you don't want to use your God-given right to freedom of speech, you're out.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to Melza. Are you going on mute? It's just going to be me and Sean. That's it, ladies. You are sequestered. Okay, so, Sean.
Yeah.
What else is going on in your life? Remember, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 or 7 shows ago, you called me up and you were like, in love, you're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how long has that been over now?
Mm-mm.
Huh? I didn't.
It's actually not.
Come on.
It's actually not.
Okay, so what's going on?
Just partying our asses off, doing a lot of traveling and shit.
Has anybody else agreed to me that he sounds like he's choking on some penis?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know you're probably eating something, but just talk to the phone a little more clearly. We want to know. That's better. Oh, look at him. My last few words.
It is going fine, Eric.
Okay. It's him, Freedom, by the way. So, what does fine mean? I mean, after all that, you're just going to say it's fine?
I'm not repeating myself.
What?
Well, yes, I am. It's going really good. We've been traveling, like, every weekend. I really like Glenwood Springs, Colorado. There's, like, a group of hot springs there. You know, you pay $20, you get in there for the entire day. It's really relaxing. You go there, have some good food, good beer, you know. And around this time of year, it gets really hyped with the tourists, you know. And so there's always a party. And so it's, like, every weekend, that's where you find me.
Yeah,
only, like, 8 hours away.
What are you doing there? I mean, are you having sex in the
yeah.
Springs? But do you have them in the springs, or like, do you have them in your room?
During the start of the spring,
yeah.
In some of the enclosed areas, yeah.
Really?
That wasn't uncommon, but, you know, now that there's more people, you tend to...
Why do you think it's lasted so long? Why do you think you're actually holding down a decent relationship right now? What's going on? How come this is,
money,
like, suddenly so different? Why?
Money, and I guess I just like this one.
Well, why do you like her more? Is she just, like, less, like, crazy or less, like, you know, like, intrusive, or is she just
She's real black and white, you know? I mean, it's like, she's abrupt.
I getcha. She's not psycho.
Yeah.
Awesome. I give it a few more months, you know?
Okay.
I give it a few more months to move on. Anyone else? Think that's Ryan. How long do you think it'll last?
I'd give it a little bit longer than that, maybe 2 more months.
6 months total, probably 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Wow, you're generous.
You guys are horrible.
Shut up, you're next. How long do you think it'll last? Come on, be contrarian. You just said we're horrible. Now be horrible with us. How long do you think it'll last?
Forever.
There you go. You're so awesome. I don't know why your dad grounds you so much. I think that's just horrible. He grounds you so much. You're such a wonderful person. Sean, she said forever. I think she's on your team.
Hell yeah.
No, seriously, Sean, if this goes longer than 4 months, I'll personally post a tribute to you guys. Post-
no, just try to get me a cameo in the new Thundercats movie, dog.
Okay.
Petition for my cameo in the Thundercats movie, and that'll be, we're square.
Yeah, all right, I'll do it. Yeah, first I thought you would...
You know, I'll jump my ass in some spandex and go out there and fight the forces of evil.
Trying to keep this on the up and up.
You know, actually, this is modern, you know. They kind of killed Wolverine with the whole spandex idea. You know, the yellow spandex. Yeah.
Two
anyway.
People making no sense.
No, actually, if they, like, listened, like, maybe 30 seconds ago, they would make sense of it.
If they read the subliminal messages.
Yeah, what is the subliminal message?
Hmm?
What are the I don't have my subliminal glasses on right now. What are the subliminal messages, Ryan? Okay, this is lame.
See, I plead the fifth.
That's all right. You know what's kind of funny? Okay, first of all, I just want to welcome the 6 listeners that we have right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I can't tell how many listeners we have right now. It's not showing me. Fucking gotchas. You're out there. Phone number 646-252-4573. Hey, do I get cut out every so often?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, man. Yeah, I'm getting a wicked interference on my phone right now. Ladies and gentlemen, 646-652-4573. That's the phone number to call in. And if you want to be abused, just say so. If you don't want to be abused, too bad. Because, what's the name of the show, Ryan?
Two People Talking.
That's right. And Two People Talking means anything goes. We really should, Melzy, you should be IMing Fat Kid right now and telling him to call in. Melzy there? I'm hanging up on you. Oh, wow. She actually got muted. I didn't do that to you. You there, Melza?
Yeah, I got kicked off. Like, Blog Talk Radio was like, we're experiencing some problems, so we're kicking you off.
Oh, maybe that's where the static's coming in from. Those bastards, I'm blaming it on my phone, and it's like fucking Blog Talk Radio, probably. Well, guess what? Two People Talking comes to an end in like 30 seconds.
Hooray.
That's okay. We can go into the archives just a little bit, but we did pretty good tonight. We actually had 4 people talking.
I sent Fat Kid a message, but he never read it.
What's that?
I sent Fat Kid a message, but I think he might have.
Oh, that's okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm gonna start to have whores from Craigslist being interviewed. You know, I'm gonna interview them, make the show a little more interesting to like casual people out there. Not everybody, I guess, is, you know, sometimes you get blogs that have, like, thousands of hits coming through, people coming through, but you'll get, like, 50 comments or 40 comments, and a lot of people wonder why, and a lot of people really, truly are just shy. I've talked to many of them in email. They say they're just too shy to comment. I think it's weird, but they're afraid what people think, you know? So, the same is definitely the same can be said for radio shows. People do listen, or they come through, but they just don't know what to say. But I kind of like the format of just, a handful of people just shooting the breeze. And those are the kind of people I think I'm going to start targeting soon. Just going to have a big old free-for-all. Somebody peeing? Shame on you for not peeing. Nah, sounded like it. Oh, look at that. At the last minute, somebody called in. This is great, everybody. And you know what? It's a new area code, so let's see who we have tonight for Two People Talking. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
What's your name?
Gabby.
Oh, hey, Gabby. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Tonight, yeah, I'm surprised. Were you just listening on the thing and then it went dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, the live portion of the show ended. I meant to make it last an hour tonight, but Ryan called me up to interrupt me with her usual boring antics, and we just started having a funny little conversation. So I figured we would just do a radio show and invite whoever wanted to call in and shoot the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called. You really just called in to listen, didn't you? You were just spying, and you couldn't hear it anymore, and you wanted to know what was going on. So you really didn't call to talk, did you?
I knew you wanted to hear me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And why is that? Why do you think?
I could tell by all the snot in your nose that you wanted to hear me.
It's true. When I get horny for a particular individual, I start getting all mucusy. It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
You got ready to blow, big boy?
Yeah, it's just it's a male. It's just a primitive man response.
Get you so filled up with snot, you're just ready to blow.
Yeah.
That's why you can't go an hour. That's why you can't go an hour.
Well, you don't know that yet. I can go an hour.
I know. I don't know until I do my cyber whore tour.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be standing up front with my flag going, stop here, stop here.
Gabby's East Coast cyber whore tour.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan.
Hmm.
Seriously, the only slut bigger than you is Gabby.
Really?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I'm a wannabe. I'm a cyber whore.
Yeah.
I promise them everything.
Everything under the sun.
Yeah.
She even promised me, like, some really awesome naked pictures.
Yeah. I'm working on those now.
What's that?
I'm working on those right now.
Oh, right this second?
Yeah, I need your motivation.
You need my motivation?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me whip my motivation out here. No, I'm kidding around.
Well, that's
hey,
right. You're supposed to send me one.
I want to just introduce you to Shaunzy first. Say hi.
What up?
How you doing?
Did you hear what Shaunzy does for a living? I love it. It's so unique.
Is he a male stripper?
No, he creates male zippers.
Yeah.
Edible?
Yeah, I can make I make soap. That's what I do.
On a rope.
He's a male zipper. He zips up males and females.
You rock.
You name it, God. I do the whole Hannibal thing. I even make, like, masks.
Yeah, I thought that was more like Ed Gein.
Well, I eat them, too.
Oh, okay.
I also have sex with them. I like to pose them in different, you know, positions. You know, like, get the old man on top of the old lady.
My kind of guy.
No, seriously, he's a mortician, man. He rips up dead people.
That sounds like fun.
Oh,
it can be.
Yeah.
He's sitting like around a card table and take pictures of him like smoking and drinking, playing cards.
Are you ever really angry and like take your aggression out on a dead person?
No.
You have arguments with him?
That's very unprofessional. Yeah, actually, I have. Like when the machines don't work. Because, you know, I like to blame it on the size of the individual.
Oh, okay.
Because around here, a lot of people die of heart attacks, you know, and heart attacks, that's like a cholesterol problem, that's the veins all constricting, so they're just fucking fat sheep is what they are.
Oh, it's nasty.
Yeah, have you ever gotten some really super fat people in there? Like, usually?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I worked in a hospital, and we used to have, like, these 500-pounders.
Yeah.
One night, we had, like, three of them die. Like on the same night, and we were running out of place to put them, and like the people, you know, come get the organs out. You know, when you're a donor.
Yeah.
They come to get the organs out, and it's so funny because the one comes up and I said, he was from the eye bank, and I said, before you left, I said, did you take the eyes down and show them the feet? Because I guess they haven't seen each other in a while.
I feel I'm watching TLC.
This almost sounds like, you know, like a Kilcoff chat, you know, like
No, this is just the fucking medical profession, dude.
No, but it sounds like a Kilcoff chat, you know, like when people talk about ripping people's eyes out and showing them to, you know.
Well, you know,
yeah, where's Rusty when we need him?
Yeah.
He's my hero.
He's doing face plants. He's practicing for his next one. Rusty had a face plant, you know. Ryan, tell him what happened.
Rusty had a really bad seizure, and his head hit the ground, and his two front teeth are now black.
For those
oh,
of you
no.
who, he's like a piano board.
Seriously.
For those of you who don't know who Rusty is, Rusty was the star, the absolute amazing star of two of my previous shows, Sam Friedemeyer 14 and 15. Rusty has been in and out of institutions growing up and had many diagnoses, and one of them was sociopath. Although he says that normal people would probably be offended with the sociopath distinction because he says there really is no designation, but they say it anyways for some reason. But it was a really fun show, and he was very entertaining. He explained how his big story as a sociopath, his big story is how he came across a cow in the middle of the road, and thinking it was alive, he was going to help move it, and he found that there was a wild boar stuck inside it.
Yeah.
And he had to get his chainsaw out to help free the wild boar. And do you remember, Ryan, that he said the wild boar ran off into the orange grove?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember I said, oh, come on, up until that point I was believing you, but a boar running into an orange grove, come on.
Right.
And I took the most believable part of the whole thing and pretended like I couldn't believe it. And he was like,
right.
It's so bad.
What I can't get over is the image of him. He was riding in a truck, the back of a truck at that point when this happened.
Yeah.
So can you imagine after him taking a chainsaw to a cow, the way he looked going home, that no cop fucking pulled him over? You see what I'm saying? With all that blood and gore and a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being pulled over at that point?
Yep.
Stay at the office.
Yeah. That's Florida for you.
Yeah. Up until the part where the boar ran into the orange field, you had me. I was with you, buddy. So, anyways, Gabatola, I met Gabby last night because there's like this really silly MySpace drama going around now with this guy named Krabby, who people probably seen.
Krabby had nothing to do with it, really.
Well, Krabby was going around causing people a lot of angst, and that's what set people off. That's what started the chain reaction.
Yeah, I think that. Other
I am really fucking happy. I have no idea what's being talked about.
Oh, glad. Be glad.
Yeah, well, I'm happy, too, that I'm not terribly involved with it, but Gabby was like...
I'm glad of you.
Gabby was like Gossip Central.
Gossip? Well, they send me all this crap.
Yeah, I am Gabby, and she's like, oh, my God, why do I get all the crap? And I'm like, I beg your pardon, I'm not crap. But I was just wondering if she knew something. But
then I asked you for nudie pics.
Yeah, she asked me for nudie pics. I said, okay, you have to be a guy. Because how many women just come right out and ask for nude pictures of you, you know? Except real hardcore nymphomaniacs.
What?
Yeah. Real hardcore nymphomaniacs with big, huge breasts.
Yeah. Oh, I have those.
Yeah, Mel's got some pretty big breasts. Mel's, he is, truly, I got to be honest with you, I don't think they're as big as hers.
Yeah.
What are yours, 40? Are yours 40 double D, Gabby?
No.
What are they?
Big.
Well, I want to just see who has the bigger.
Why?
You're both in contention, I'll tell you that.
My mom is getting breast implants next Monday.
Your mom's really pretty. She doesn't need that stuff.
I know she doesn't. I've told her this over and over and over. This has been going on for years.
Ryan's mom is like hot like a porn star hot.
Seriously, she's a MILF, a major MILF.
Yeah.
Some kid sent me a message on MySpace. He's like, you're such a hot MILF. I'm like, dude, I don't have any kids.
I got that too, actually, from my own sister, though.
I sit there, I sit back, I'm like, dude, I checked my uterus. Nothing, okay? And then I blocked him.
Fat Kid is reading my messages, but he's not, like, replying to them.
That's okay. Tell him he's a goober.
Goober.
He's too good for us now. He's a poet.
Tell him he's missing out on, like, another, like, five-person Sam Freedom conversation. Just give him the phone number. You know what? Don't even say anything else. Just give him the phone number. Tell him we're waiting for you. Ready? You want me to give it to you? Bells, or do you have it memorized?
I know the phone number. Right. I've had the phone number memorized, like, my entire life.
Yep. Bells is a true, like, stalker fanatic. I'm not kidding. Like, oh yeah, like we're having like what looks like a normal conversation on here, but she's psychologically, she's a rabid stalker, and I'm just,
you want to hear my latest stalking adventure?
You know what I mean? I'm just treating it normal, so it doesn't go like off the deep end and really become a serious problem. So I try and pretend like nothing's wrong, but it's serious, serious problem. She has the number memorized, so she calls in for my shows like on the road, like out in the middle of nowhere. Go ahead, Nalza, tell us your latest stalking adventure.
So, last night I was at IHOP with, these people I met on the internet.
David Hasselhoff, right. Go ahead.
He was on the floor.
And apparently, like, this guy, after he left the restaurant, had the waiter, like, send his number over to me. And nobody's ever given me their phone number, so I was kind of, like, embarrassed, but at the same time I thought it was super cool. And his name was Ahmed, like Ahmed.
It's Ahmed.
And like I was like, I don't even know anybody with that name, and I didn't know who he was, and like I didn't see him, and so I thought it was kind of creepy. So I figured that, and the waiter said that he had a motorcycle, and one of the people I was with said that he saw him, that he had a blue helmet. So what I did was I just went to a MySpace search. And I did it with people with that name within 5 miles of my city.
Yeah, with a motorcycle?
And I got one with a motorcycle and a blue helmet. Only the profile is private.
So I
sent him a message. And he hasn't been on today or responded to it. But I'm really excited.
The thing is, everybody around the country knows of Ahmed's motorcycles. It's a TV show. Somebody probably made that up.
No, it's true.
Yeah, Ahmed's Motorcycles. And where are you from? It's from 703.
You're so full of shit.
No, look it, Gabby.
Yes?
You've heard of Ahmed's Motorcycles, right? On A&E? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't even play his stupid game.
Okay, look, Ryan's not going to lie.
Little tiny ones that are out in front of the convenience stores.
Yeah, Ryan's not going to lie either. Ryan, you've heard of Ahmed's Motorcycles, right?
No.
Ryan, that's it.
Yes, sir.
Too late, mute. Okay.
Sam Freedom.
Ryan is muted.
I'm not going to play your stupid little mind games.
You are not going to play. You're going to play whatever game I want. You're muted right now.
Is there a point?
She's muted. There you go. Going to be bitches on my show? Muted. I saw Ahmed's Motorcycles on, it was either Bravo or A&E. That's probably why Ryan lied, because it's on Bravo. I'll give her one more chance. I'm going to bring him back in now. Oh, shit. There we go. Ryan?
Yes.
Wasn't it Ahmed's Motorcycles? Wasn't that a Bravo channel?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Melza.
This is horrible. You can't just make people say whatever you want.
No, I don't make people say whatever I want. I asked her a question. I got the TV channel wrong. Now, do you have an issue? Do you have an issue with the fact that you're ignorant of like one of the greatest motorcycle shows on Bravo ever? And you like
you are so full of shit. Fat Kid read the phone number. Maybe he'll call in.
Yeah.
Oh, excited.
Somebody was just tricking you. Oh well. So much for Ahmed. Oh really? It's just cheap. It's just cheap.
Did you call the guy and say, hey, why don't you answer my messages on MySpace?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't even call the people that I know, so I'm not going to call someone I don't know.
Just the ones you stalk.
Huh?
Do you call the ones you stalk?
Oh.
No, I'm terrified of, like, calling people. It's, like, my biggest fear, phobia, whatever. It's very sad.
Oh, my God, I feel so bad, because when the show goes into, like, overtime, it'll still record, but you lose even the ability to play sounds, so I can't do this. I can't make this sound right here.
I'm so excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fat Kid 6 Delta, military recruiter extraordinaire from MySpace. Welcome there, big boy.
What's up, Sammy? Melissa, how the fuck are you?
I love you.
Mute.
That was funny.
What's going on, Sam?
How you doing, Fat Kid?
I'm doing.
Yeah, I want to first introduce you to everybody at the round table here. We've got Shaunzy, the mortician.
Hey, Galactic Bastard.
How you doing, man?
Not too bad. How the fuck you been? How's the marriage?
Oh, God. You know what? It's still on.
Yeah.
It's still on?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they've got a Deadpool, so you want to join in or what?
On how long it's going to last? I give it a...
We'll see. Here.
I give it 1 in 4.
Okay.
So I gave it four. I give it 4 months. Ryan gave it 6, and Melza, being a sappy little teenager, gave it life forever.
I give it 1 in 4 odds that it's gonna work. That's how we do things in the military. We play the odds games.
Okay.
Yeah, and the stipulation is if I win, if it lasts, then I'm gonna get a cameo on the Thundercats movie. God damn it.
Yep.
God damn it.
Hey, shoot for the stars there, man. What the fuck?
Hell yeah.
So listen, Fat Kid, I think you should work on Shaunzy a little bit. See if you can get him into the military, you know. Set him straight, you know.
Set him straight? Well, fuck, I just employed another, what the fuck did he sign up for?
Yeah, that's good. That's good memory there.
Oh, I've been drinking.
It's so exciting. I can't even remember what it is.
Great Goose is just so fucking good to me tonight, man.
Yeah.
What do you expect?
With Mountain Dew?
No, it's actually been Great Goose with cranberry juice.
Oh.
Well, that's the next person I wanted to introduce you to was Gabby.
Is who?
Hi.
Gabby.
Gabby?
Yes.
As in, like, Gabby Hayes?
No. I'm kidding.
Kidding! No.
Let's put it this way. If Gabby wants to give me another way of describing her in the future, that's fine. But right now, she's been like the lightning rod of gossip on the MySpace.
Yeah. If you're mad at somebody, come to me. I'll tell you who they are.
Okay. Cool.
Come.
Usually, if I'm mad at somebody, I just tell them to fuck off myself.
I told somebody to fuck off last night. I did.
I'm pretty good at that.
I asked several people for nudie pics. I got none.
Oh, what do you expect? You're on MySpace. As soon as you
start asking
nudie pics,
I'm a celebrity.
As you start asking for nudie pics, or you start trying to pass them out, everybody fucking deletes you as a porn bot.
Well, no. They ask me for them, and I say, okay, well, send me yours too. And they send me theirs. My old computer, I had a penis file. I had probably a penis picture for every guy on my friends list, and then the stupid motherboard blew up.
Wow.
And I was going to blog.
Do you want my honest opinion on that?
Peckers of MySpace and, you know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want my honest opinion of that?
Nah.
Those are some pretty sad motherfuckers.
Nah. I said no.
Yeah.
Well, that's who I am. I give my opinion whether you want it or not.
The ruse was that you asked first and you missed
it. Yeah, I know, but still.
Yeah, he missed out on that.
That's it, Fat Kid. Mute. Gabby.
Rude.
Hey, Gabby, I used to mute people so much just for like that, just every little offense that I just stopped even muting them and I just say mute. It has the same effect.
He's still talking. I bet he's still talking. You can hear him over mute.
No, I really didn't mute him. I just say it now.
Oh.
It works. I just go mute. It's become like Pavlov's dogs. I say mute, everybody loves it. They laugh. They salivate. Like right now, Melza's feeling upset that she hasn't been muted. Hey, Melza?
Yes, sir.
Mute.
Melza was the queen of mute for many fucking shows.
Do you remember the time I let you? Remember the time I pretended that you were the host of the show, Fat Kid, and I was Todd Andrew Barnett, and you muted me, and I wouldn't talk until you unmuted me?
Oh my God! What the fuck was up with that fucking liberal ass douchebag?
Oops.
That guy was a fucking idiot.
Should I do my impersonation, Gabby? Dude, we had this guy call into the show. I try to be nice to everybody, even if they're like a hardcore liberal. And this guy would call in, and at first he would talk, okay, but then we started to realize there was a little bit of a problem in the way he talked. He'd be like,
don't start, no, he's not going to stop.
No, please, no. That's the whole point, though. That's the whole point of doing the impersonation. It's a great impersonation. I nail it down. Even with my stuffy nose, I think I'll get this one.
The impersonation does not end.
All right. Okay. All right. Let me just... I'm going to explain.
Yeah.
All right? Give me a moment. Okay. Now, if you go to the website, okay, the one... Okay, get you got a pen? All right. Get your pen out, okay? All right. Now, write this down. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not... Forget it, because I don't know if it's still there.
like he's just trying to make a point about something. And he would go on and on and go, okay. And it's that kid that would, like, prove him wrong about everything. And he just would, like, he would stall.
He flipped the fuck out. He thought we were, like, ganging up on him. Well, we were, but fuck him.
Yeah, all right. Look, I didn't come here to argue, all right?
Bullshit, you didn't come here to argue, you fucking silly-ass little fucking douchebag. Get the fuck on with it.
You know what? I think Gabby and Jackie were like a match made in heaven.
Not.
What?
Not.
Not? Why? You both have pretty good ranting skills.
That's when I'm mad. I can rant when I'm mad.
You can what?
I can rant when I'm mad.
Yeah. Well, look at that kid. That kid's a military recruiter. I'll put
it's
you
like
some.
Lee Army. I called when I got my German Shepherd. 6 years ago, and I was calling these places.
What the fuck are you people talking about?
Noza, you cover your phone.
No, wait. I was calling these places to get training for, right? And this one guy, I mean, he was like Sergeant Yell a lot. And he's like, I said, yeah, I was calling about training for my German Shepherd, and he's like, tell me to bring her and drop her off for 6 weeks. I'm like, no, I want, like, you know, owner training. And he's like, he goes, no, we don't do that here. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll try somewhere else. And he goes, you need to get that dog trained. You need to take control of that dog. You need to be that dog. And I'm like, okay, bye-bye. I hung up. The guy, like, star 69 me or whatever, called me back and keeps going on this rant. And I'm like, okay, Sergeant Psycho, goodbye.
Wow.
I mean, I had to, like, first time I ever had to block a number.
You know, you should have asked him if he...
That dude sounds like a twice-used douchebag of life, man.
I'm like, dude, Papa Ridlin, all right?
Fat kid, was that worth interrupting me for?
Say what?
Never mind.
I would just like to say that I strongly, like, yelled at just now because those noises were not coming from my phone. That was not me.
Well, that had to be Gabby then because Fat kid's alone right now. He doesn't have anyone living with him. Ryan has only Ted and Taco, and it didn't sound like
Oh, Ryan's here, too?
Yeah.
What the fuck's up, Ryan? How the fuck you been?
Oh, all right, thanks.
Jiminy fucking Christmas! it's like a Sam Freedom fucking reunion over here.
I know.
It's rusty.
You know why? Because I renamed the show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, no one gives a crap about Sam Freedom. You know, it can come and go, and that's fine by me. I was talking about that at the beginning of the show, how Sam Freedom really gets the attention of, like, political people. So when they're looking through the radio shows and they see Sam Freedom, the right-wingers all come, like, piling in because they generally, like, think it's going to be a, you know, bash Islam type of show. I've done that, but then they get on here and it's like right-wingers are just not funny people. They're not funny people. They're funny to watch sometimes, but they you know. So anyways, I changed it to everybody all at once. Ready? Two
people talking.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks a lot.
I woke up for that.
All right, that sounded like a big old mumbled, mashed, fucking drunk speaking.
Yeah, like you. Like you.
Yeah, it was, like me. I'm not denying the fact.
Okay, how about I'll do it. Two people talking.
I could do a sex phone line with that voice, but no. It's...
Your nose full of snot.
Two people talking. Oh, shit.
Two people talking.
Yeah.
Got it.
One with the nose full of snot.
Two people talking.
Oh, Gabby could always take her dog to the same school that the major up at Fort Lewis did with her Rottweiler if she really wants to.
Yeah, Fat Kid once told us a story about a major up at whatever that fort was, who had to call the MPs because her Rottweiler got stuck inside her.
That's sick.
Apparently, when dogs get inside, they swell up like a bulb.
Yeah, they do.
I've never seen
that.
Sick. Yeah, but that's some of the shit that's come out on the radio shows here. So, you know, some of the stories we've told. Sean, are you still around?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my dog. I got my dog trained, and I even took her through canine. So she's been a reserve canine for 6 years now.
Yeah. You ever do the peanut butter thing?
That's sick.
No, you put peanut butter on the tip of a dog's nose and they lick it forever? What are you thinking about? Oh, my God.
No. That's what she did to get the dog to her in the first place.
Her mind
is... She would take pills. I'd stick them in peanut butter and feed them to her off a spoon. But she had kennel cough, so now she doesn't want anything to do with peanut butter.
Oh. Yeah, so. I'm kind of ignorant about that stuff. I don't really...
Hang on real quick. I got another phone.
This is really interesting. We've got somebody from... somebody else calling in right now, and I don't know how they figured out that we were here because the show's off the air, but let's give it a shot. Let's see what this person has been waiting patiently for 4 minutes and 59 seconds has to say.
Oh, are y'all talking about me?
Welcome to the Two People Talking, formerly the Sam Freedom Hour. Welcome from 978.
Oh, this is Seth from Virginia.
Yeah, but how come you have a 978 area code?
Oh, because... my husband's mother-in-law pays for the phone. Or my husband's mother.
Take your time. Don't worry. We're all friends here. Take your time. We're all friends.
Partying on a Sunday?
Well, you know, I'm a writer, so.
Oh.
Every Saturday for me.
So what's your name?
Steph.
Huh?
Steph.
Sarah?
Stephanie.
Oh, hey. Okay. All right. Hey, Stephanie. How did you even know to call in? Because the show's off on Blog Talk Radio. The show's been off the air for half an hour.
Oh, because you put the bulletin out.
I did put the bulletin out. That's interesting, though. So you went to the Blog Talk website, right?
Right.
And then you just dialed the phone number, even though it didn't say that we were live.
My computer's slow.
That's okay. We're glad to have you. Have you been listening at all prior to calling in, or did you just...
No, I just read on your blog on MySpace.
Yeah. So you just felt like just calling up and shooting the shit?
Yeah.
I love MySpace. Isn't it awesome? So you're in Virginia right now?
Virginia, yeah.
Okay.
I have one.
we got that part figured out.
Virginia's pretty cool.
I love Virginia.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Melza's from Virginia.
Who is?
Melza. Say hello, Melza. Don't make me, like, swat you.
Hello. I'm from Virginia.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all right.
It's terrible here.
So I don't think we ever really got that. Did anyone else understand the answer as to why it's a 978 area code? Something about the husband's mother.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they live in Massachusetts, and they pay for our phone.
Oh, okay. And where are they from in Massachusetts?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I can I can figure it out in 2 seconds flat, but I just figured I'd ask you.
The address.
Is it, like, from New Bedford or something like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, nobody, you know, everybody out here, we all know what city we're from. I'm from Salem.
Yeah, I'm from.
Oh, you're from where they burn the witches.
Oh, no, it's okay. Have another drink. We were there were never any witches here. Do you know that they burned innocent people?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Hey, did you know in Virginia Beach it's the only town in Virginia where they burned a witch?
No kidding.
Yes.
They burned a witch.
They did, and then, oh, my God, they had a ceremony, like,
oh
a year,
God.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
They had a ceremony like last year.
Oh my god.
On the beach. Where they like had like flowers and shit.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Like it was made in shit. Where they like
were
burning a witch in Virginia. And they put it on the news.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Oh my god.
I said, oh snap, why did they apologize for that?
Oh my god. Oh, sir.
I said, that's some funny shit.
Oh,
I have to write about that.
You're making it up.
I'm not making this shit up. I swear to god, it happened in my hometown.
Oh my
god.
Oh my god.
That's funny shit, dude. I can't I can't make that shit up. And people ask me, and I'm like, I swear to god, it happened in my hometown. I fucking went there with a camera and took pictures because they fucking apologized for burning a witch.
So you're from Virginia Beach?
No, well, I was born in Hampton, but I grew up, like, the seven cities here, for real, they're like, you, like, drive 10 minutes, and, oh, you're in Norfolk, damn, 10 minutes, damn, you're in Portsmouth, damn.
Wait a minute. Okay, no.
Look, if you're from Massachusetts, you understand, because, damn,
walk
10 minutes, you're in Groton. Shut up.
And the cradle will rock. Calm down.
Okay, sorry. I have the ADD. I have the Tourette's. That's what I tell everybody all the time. I have the Tourette's.
Here's the thing. I religiously, I mute people on this show all the time. I don't even mute them anymore. I just say mute because I get so used to it. So I don't want to have to mute you just yet.
Okay.
All right. Now,
listen,
I just saw the most amazing thing on my TV, you know, that's why I was screaming, oh my god, but can you repeat all that, because I missed it?
No.
Oh. Anyway, can anyone summarize what she was talking about?
Oh my god!
Can someone tell me what I missed?
Oh my god, oh my god, ha ha! Flowers, which is burning, hometown, right. Virginia Beach.
Oh my god, no sir.
Ceremony.
Oh man. Come on. No, I heard it all. I heard it all, whatever your name is. Steph. Steph, how old are you?
31.
31?
Ew, you're old.
You're the middle age of the group. Let's see, Fat Kid Gabby and I are all like 40. Oh, Fat Kid, you're 36, aren't you?
What?
Oh, that's why there was room for her to call in, because Fat Kid's gone.
Oh, did he leave?
He didn't leave. He probably got bogged off.
Oh,
let's see,
baby.
Who can we kick off? Let's kick off Ryan.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Let's see. Who's the least contributing to the show?
Me.
That would be me.
No, I'm kidding around. You kidding, Shanzi? You contribute more to the show quiet than any 10 people together contribute.
I ain't dead.
So, Stephanie.
What?
Say hi to Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Gabby is the gossip lightning rod of MySpace.
Quit doing that.
Who, me?
My inbox fills up. I get IMs from people I don't know. Craziness.
Well, I think it's a wonderful distinction to have, because everybody needs to have some place to go for their gossip.
No, they're like...
Why don't you do that? Why don't you, like, totally make that your persona? Like, Gabby's Gossip Corner.
I freaking hate it. I hate all that crap.
I know, but the
it all comes to me, and then I, like, disperse it out to who it needs to go to. Her name is Gabby, and I'm like...
Gabby?
Yeah. Huh?
Gabby.
Yeah.
I'm sure the garbage man doesn't like dumping garbage, but he does it anyways. Someone has to do it.
Gabby's National Enquirer here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mhm.
Gabby's. Let's think of a title for her, everybody. Gabby's gruesome gossip.
I did a really mean. You saw that really mean blog I did this morning, right?
Yeah.
Her name is Gabby.
Yeah. You could play off of that.
Huh?
You could play off of Gabby. Her name is Gabby.
Yeah. But yeah. I did that really mean blog this morning, and I pretty much, you know, I slammed several people. And a couple of my readers are like, okay, can we go back to the funny ones? And I'm like, okay. So I switched that one to private and put a funny one up.
Okay, is that the punchline? You switched it to funny one?
Yeah, I took down the mean one. I took the mean one down and put a funny one up about like when Jehovah's Witnesses come to my door.
But why did you take the mean one down?
Because.
No, but you did it for a reason. Why would you go back on that?
Because one guy says, you need to get a life. I'm like, fucker, you're reading this shit.
So one pinhead said you need to get a life, and all of a sudden you're like.
A couple pinheads said it.
You know what? We should. You know what? I know you said that original Stephanie like screwed you over.
Mm-hmm.
But we should do a co-blog of some kind. No, really. Like I would tear like if that guy. If I ever seen that guy say that to you, I would tear him to shreds.
I was like, that's nice.
I can't believe that you like changed your blog because of what one guy said.
It wasn't one guy. I mean. It's just, I'm not that person. I don't want to be the person that they think is, like, sitting here living off of this, you know, stupid computer. I mean, I know where the button is. I'll shut the fucker off.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, alcoholics say that, too. They're like, oh, I could quit if I wanted to. Well, you know, it's like, sure.
I've done it. I did a blog one time. I was pissed. And some people, you know, they read too far into it, you know.
Yeah.
And they missed the part that I was pissed about. And I said something about somebody being illegal,
yeah,
a guest in our country, and I got, like, this big whole Hispanics are people too thing, and, I mean, the person I was talking about wasn't even Hispanic.
Yeah.
And I never said it, you know.
Right,
and
so they were stereotyped without realizing it.
I know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to go
okay,
all
well,
into
the,
this.
The point
anyway,
of that is,
but
what's the point
so
of that?
So I ended
point?
Up just, I just logged off and left. I'm like, screw this.
I know, but you came back. I mean, alcoholics will even, like, stop drinking for, like, a month just to prove to themselves and everyone else that they don't have trouble.
Oh, well, I'll start drinking and blog.
I think you're a MySpace addict, like Stephanie here.
Whatever.
Stephanie.
Whatever
is like saying you're right, but I just don't want to, like, admit it. Stephanie, what do you blog about?
I logged off for 4 days.
Huh?
And I logged
four
off
days?
For 4 days. Well, I mean, I'm telling you, it was 4 days, and that
then
4 days,
faded.
I had 3 calls each day from MySpace people. What's wrong? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, I go back, and, like, everybody's got their avatars changed, like, candles for Gabby, you know, stuff
oh,
like that.
Oh, no. No.
What the hell?
Going for Gabby.
Yeah.
Stay at a red light, you know,
that's
like my porch light. Red light, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is two people talking. Stephanie.
What?
Come back. Don't be silent. Hey, what do you blog about, Stephanie?
News.
Nudes?
No, not nudes. Horny ass.
Did you say nudes?
No, not nudes.
Oh, okay. I thought you said
oh,
nudes.
My God. You're such a man.
I thought you were talking about nudes and witches and stuff.
Wait a minute. Hold on, bitches. I got to get something to drink. Hold on,
bitches. That's a mutable offense right there. She's going to be coming back and talking to nothing. Hold on, bitches. I got to get myself something to drink. Yeah. That's a typical redneck for you right there. When she comes back, everyone, just be silent. Like, don't say anything.
The fire.
Yeah, when she comes back, what else can we do? We'll be like,
play hold music.
Oh, I can't play anything right now. It's because it's off live. So, yeah, when she comes back, we'll be like,
all right.
We'll have an orgy here. Two people.
Oh my Jesus.
Two people waking. We can make this show anything.
What?
People masturbating.
Two people rubbing genitalia.
Right.
He's on the phone.
My husband is getting ready to leave for a week. You better not stop talking about masturbating, because I'm going to be doing that a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to be like rubbing. No shit.
Yeah,
do you like phone sex?
I'm a couple for the road.
What'd you say?
I said you like phone sex, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
What if your phone?
Well, with him, yes. Not with you guys. I don't know you guys.
Oh, we weren't asking. I'm saying, what if your phone? Shit. What if your phone?
Doesn't my voice sound funny? I could be like a yodeler right now. Look, it sounds so funny. Look. I'm gonna have like nightmares about you.
Stephanie.
I know.
Stephanie.
Because like I had bronchitis so
Stephanie.
Bad. What?
Mute. Stephanie,
it sounds terrible.
Stephanie,
I'm so
sorry.
What?
Do you realize that you laugh like Herman Munster?
No. Everybody makes fun of my laugh. That shit's not funny.
Come on, oh sir. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. They do not.
Okay.
Everybody, they do not.
They do so.
No,
they totally do.
I'm telling you, you just imagine it. You're so whack. Oh my god.
You guys are so whack. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You
called in. You're whack. We were talking about geometry before you called in. You ruined it.
Hold on, I gotta cough. It sounds ugly.
Please,
hold on.
Get some drinks too.
Geography.
Alright, go ahead.
Yeah, we were talking about geometry, Euclidean geometry before you called
in. Oh, you don't talk about geometry with me because I'm stupid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You called in and ruined it all. We had to like dumb everything down.
We were pretty smart before.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but can you spell
Yeah,
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes. I can spell it.
I can spell it too, bitch.
Supercalifragilistic.
12, 14, 18.
Delta, you should know better. Okay. Oh, hold on a second. Ryan got knocked off. I was wondering, there's no way Ryan could actually be that quiet for that long.
He's asleep.
You're back, Ryan.
He kicked him off.
You're back, Ryan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah.
And Chauncey's still there. Chauncey's playing Voyeur. Chauncey's got his playboys out right now. Right, Chauncey?
Yeah.
Hey, can I tell Stephanie that you're a mortician?
Yeah.
You're a what?
Stephanie, he carves up dead people.
He's a mortician?
Yeah. That's not like someone who does your hair and nails. It's like somebody who does the hair and nails of the dead.
Look, I was friends with a dude in high school. That was like his life aspiration to be.
Oh, here's your chance to ask questions. I don't have no questions.
Okay.
Come on. I'm telling you, you pay homage to Herman Munster every time you laugh. That's awesome.
I would actually determine by the sound of your voice and the fact that your husband actually has a job that he has to travel for. But you don't make a lot of money, so, you know, actually what I suggest you doing is start planning your funeral now and paying on it in advance. The cheapest way you can actually go is Shake and Bake. So...
What is Shake and Bake?
Shake and Bake would actually be crematory.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I have some ex-boyfriends buried in my backyard. Could you give me a deal, like, maybe four for the... Yeah, like, throw the fifth one in free.
Depends on the state of decomposition and how many, like,
it's
body parts we could
parts,
stuff
really.
Into one.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bunch of parts.
I've got a question. I never thought I would really have a question for you, Shanzi, but I got a question for you now.
Huh.
When you send the body to the crematorium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have, like, documentation? Or can anybody who just needs to get rid of a body pay you to, like, pretend it's, like, just a deceased person?
You have to have a death certificate.
Oh, yeah, but you can't make one up?
No.
Do they actually verify it with, like, town hall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Kids be chucking, like, fucking bodies into the ovens all day.
Yeah, and to let you know, the United States Postal Service is the only carrier that will ship a cremated body.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Like, FedEx is even going to know what's in there?
Yeah, well, you have to,
Right.
Body parts.
It's not body parts. It's a fucking urn with, like, bone fragments.
Yeah,
they're the ashes.
No, come on. It's body parts, though. I just tell him it's fucking, it's just an ashtray.
They stink, too.
They can't.
Don't they smell bad, Jonesy?
No. When you burn them, they don't smell.
No.
Yes, they do.
Oh, some people mix
they
it in.
They get all the poop out of them before they burn them.
No,
they smell bad after they come out of the fucking thing because I cremated my dad. Oh,
some people put them in your bed.
They smell bad.
Once the cool down, there's no smell.
I don't want to sniff anything.
Sorry.
I'm gonna get that sound clip next week, just in honor of you.
No, don't take that.
Louis.
Louis.
Please,
shut up. I can't help it. I hate laughing out loud. That's why I like to type.
Why do you keep doing it?
I can't help it. That's how I laugh.
Oh my god. Cut it out. You do not.
I do so. Shut up.
All right. So, let me see. You said when your husband's going to be going away for a week?
A whole week.
And you're going to be just masturbating
He's
the whole
week? He's going to go play fucking Predator in the woods.
Excuse me. I have questions. Listen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know I allow a free-for-all, but I still am an interviewer here.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
And I do have a question. Are you going to be rubbing it all week long? Well, you actually said you were, but my question is, are you just going to use your hand? Are you pretty much like a... Are you a traditionalist? Are you just going to use your hand, or are you going to get some toys?
No, we have special shops here in Virginia.
Oh, we got a
Bible Belt, if you will.
Oh, I see.
They know that our boys have to go away and save and protect us here
Bible
in America.
Belt. So what do you have, like vibrating crosses? I mean, what do you... Like, why do you have to mention the butt?
Oh, my goodness, no.
Yes, on this one, Jesus' head turns around and around and it massages your clit.
Does this sound like her weekend?
Yeah. don't tip the teeth.
She's gone already. Hey, Stephanie.
She's already got
going. Sorry, I'm going to wake my house up. I have to go. You have a lovely show.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I got her turned on and she had to go.
What was that?
That was my tremors.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I know Bells in particular. You must have loved that episode. Oh, my God.
I was, like, freaking out. I almost, like, threw my phone.
I had to put mine down.
I know. You know what's so funny about it? Like, I just being, like, the Sam Freedom I am, I had to, like, egg it on. I didn't even...
I know!
I couldn't even hear any of it. I was like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! It was awesome, though.
She was like, yes! Yes!
No, you gotta admit,
like
it was awesome.
She
was a character. It was awesome. She was good.
She was scary. I'm afraid.
Shut up, she's scary. This is two people talking. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, right.
That laugh was scary. I've always been afraid of scary laughs. Like, my dad used to do it to give me nightmares.
You know, I'm just surprised that, like, you haven't been put in a foster home yet.
Why?
Because the way you describe your, like, family life, your father in particular, you think the guy, like, had a meat cleaver and a hockey mask on.
Well, I used to have a picture of him on my
life. I saw a picture of him. Mm-hmm. He looks pretty normal to me. He looks like a normal,
normal
contract killer, you know?
Yeah.
No, he looks normal, but you make him out to be like, he's grounding me, and he's beating me, and he laughs to scare me, and he doesn't understand me, and he's... My mother hates him, but she stays on, you know?
And that sounds like an emo blog.
Huh?
I don't blog about that.
No, she just talks to me about it, that's all.
Yeah.
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 I don't blog about my life.
Yeah, that ruins a lot
you
of people.
You blog about your tits, though.
Huh?
You blog about your tits, though.
My boobs?
Yeah.
They're sort of my life, but
That's different. That has nothing to do with my life or any sort of family drama. It's just, I haven't done that in a long time. I'm about to, though, because someone asked me to write a blog about nipples, actually, and why people, why girls, go through these great lengths to, show off every part of their breasts except for their nipples. And they're like, why is that? I don't know. So I'm researching it and exploring, and then I'm going to write about it. True story. And then I found $20.
So do you personally enjoy the rock tit or what?
Huh?
Do you enjoy having the RT a lot? I mean, do you walk around with RT a lot? Rock tit, you know, when your nipples get hard and, you know.
That doesn't really happen to me.
They kind of fill out.
I think you guys enjoy it more.
Yeah, it's hot. It's good times.
What did I just miss?
That doesn't, ever happen to me.
Oh.
Ever.
Well,
sorry.
Jeez.
What just happened? What were you guys talking about? What good shows
nipples?
You all worked up?
Nipples.
We were talking, we were talking tits, you know. It's just kind of a deep childhood thing for me, so.
Oh.
Num, num, num.
Oh! Sanford, and guess what?
What?
I was talking to my friend Sam, and he was, asking me what I was doing, and I was telling him, and I gave him the link to, the archives.
Yeah.
And he says, this is what he said. This is fucking weird.
Well,
isn't that beautiful?
What's weird, though? What did he listen to?
I don't know. I think he's listening to the last one because I was in it, and I'm pretty cool and stuff.
Yeah, well, it is weird to people that, in the middle of the fucking night, you can just call up and start just, chatting with people on, a radio show that gets stored and listened to by anywhere from 10 to 1,000 people. It is weird, especially when you live in, a hick city.
He said it's a good weird, a funny.
Especially if you're,
funny.
In your 20s living in a hick city in Virginia. You know? Oh, my God. That was awesome. So, why doesn't he call in? Why do you have him call in sometime?
Huh?
Why don't you have him call in?
He's writing right now. Hold on.
No, please don't.
What?
Nothing. We don't need any teeny bopper friends coming in.
Oh, but he's great. He's my favorite.
Okay.
I love him and I love you.
Huh?
Huh? What?
Is he a MySpacer?
No, not at all.
Okay. Hey, Gabitola.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Gabitola Khomeini. All right. It was a pleasure having you, baby. I'm glad you called in.
It's a pleasure.
Yep.
It was a pleasure being in your presence.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty modest about it, but it's true. It's true.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, keep up the good work out there.
Oh, thanks.
Now, listen, you want to pimp your website?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I want to find you.
It's the squiggly Gabby squiggly. You know, the key above the tab key?
Yeah, but
I'll get it to your website. I'll get it there.
All right, pimp me out.
All right, see you, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, hey. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey. All right, I sound good when I've got this stuffy nose and a cold. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah?
You happy?
And I know it.
Yeah. You called up the other night. You called up. Listen, do I have wisdom or what? You call up the other night oh, don't pay me, I could be dying.
I couldn't help it. My voice, showed that I was in super pain.
Yeah. I didn't know you were in pain. I just thought you were, scared.
No, I was in a lot of pain.
Come on, they didn't give you drugs?
Yeah, they did, but I don't like to take them.
What kind are they? I'll come meet you now. I'll come meet you now.
That.
Now that I know you have drugs, I'll come meet you.
Yeah.
Seriously, Percocets?
Yeah.
Listen, you know that chick that you got turned on by down at Maverick?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you want to get in bed with her, you bring those fucking Percocets next time, guaranteed. No, I'm not kidding.
No, I believe you. I still think it's funny.
They're like gold, though. You can get like $10 a piece for them, at least.
Nice.
Yeah, send me some, I'm not kidding. I just want fucking one. I hate saying that, too, because I quit drinking and doing everything like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be honest, I understand why people do this shit.
It takes the pain away. It allows people to just get back to, like, living rather than walking around like a fucking pincushion, you know?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you, like, see people who are, like, in the 90s, they're walking, like, the fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame, and, like, they're walking straight ahead, but their head's, like, looking at their socks.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, how the fuck did it get that way? At what point did, like, they not say, okay, I'm at a 45-degree angle, now I better go see somebody. You know, they have to wait until they're at that 90-degree angle, you know, to the point where you can, like, just, excuse me, I know you're busy walking somewhere, but may I rest my fucking drink on your back for a second? Like, at what point?
Yeah, it's like, you know, they'll get through the summer because they got water stored.
Oh, in their camel hump?
Yeah, right.
You're horrible. You're horrible. On behalf of all camel hump people everywhere, I mute you. Hey, Melza?
Yes, sir?
I got a question for you, my little biatch.
Okay.
Would you be at all interested in licking Ryan's pussy?
Like when?
I don't know. Well, just whatever's convenient for you. We'll find some.
Well, because I have to go back to school on August 11th.
Yeah. So you see, we should try and get it done before school?
Maybe, or like there's Thanksgiving break and then there's winter break.
Oh, that's true.
So
is that a yes?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
I mean, if I'm in the area, definitely.
Yeah, Ryan's cute. She was Miss Budweiser in 1972.
Yeah, when I was a twinkle in my father's eye.
Yeah. It's okay. You can rub. You guys can, like, swing your titties off of each other and stuff. Right,
mm-hmm.
You're pretty small, aren't they?
They're C's.
C's?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
What, 24C?
No, 38.
I'm kidding. So Ryan's a 38C. Melz, what do you have, 38 D's or double D's or something like that?
34 triple D is what I should be wearing, but to get those, you'd have to special order them. It's really expensive. But I can wear a 36 double D.
What do you like, fashion? What do you go to, like, the, you find a fat person and you, like, use the knee joints of their pants for, like, you make your own? For, like, your denim bra?
No.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how you do it. Because you squeeze it in. How do you squeeze it? You said you have the special order and you don't.
Well, it's the way bra sizes work. It's not that bad.
Yeah, it just depends on where you go to get them.
Okay. Hey, did I ever tell you what the German word for bra is?
Mm-mm.
It's wholesome from flopping. Wholesome from flopping. You never heard of it? Okay.
My dad traumatized me at a young age by calling bras over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
Yeah.
How I was like 14 or something, and I was just like, please don't talk to me ever again.
You're like, oh my God. It's a little girl for you, though. She's my brother.
I was not a cute little girl, though. I was kind of fat and greasy. It's a good time, though.
Shut up.
Okay.
So, Ryan.
Yeah?
See how easy that was? Bell's going to lick your pussy at some point.
What did you say?
I said, see how easy that was? That was simple. Right. Melza said she'll lick your pussy at some point.
Okay. Thanks.
Well, like, the thing is, people are just always so afraid to ask. And, you know, you never know until you do ask.
Yeah. Well, you're telling me. I mean, I just came right out, right?
Huh?
I wasn't afraid to ask.
Well, that's... No, you are not afraid to ask.
That's part of why you like me. Because I'm not afraid. Fear is so ugly. And I am self-made. Oh yeah, I love me. Even with a stuffy nose, I'm the bum of the shit. I'm the king of the universe of my apartment.
That is so beautiful.
Thanks. It's my Freddie Mercury tribute.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard, you know. It was really difficult, but I practiced a long time for it. Come on. Was he that good Freddie Mercury? Right, maybe it's not, maybe it's there you go. It took a little while. It took a little while for you to finally laugh, but you know, I worked. It was a very difficult. See, most comedy is obvious shit. It's like you ever sitting around a fire and you're looking at the pan, right? You know, it's like typical standard A plus B plus C shit equals D.
Seinfeld.
And everybody laughs because they're all drinking beers and shit. But what I just did there, that was advanced fucking comedy. That's why it took a little while. But I've trained you guys for a long time now, so you got it. You got it. It took a while. It took a while. You were like, oh, this is a little too funny. It's a little... Oh. It took a while, but it kicked in. Yeah, all right. Maybe it's time I ended the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. The show's ending, but mute. All right, listen, Melza.
Yes, sir?
The only reason I've talked about it, just gone on talking about nonsense for the past 10 minutes is because you've been boring as fuck for the last 10 minutes.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because you have. You've just been, like, quiet. You're chatting. You're typing on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, who the fuck needs somebody with, like, their attention split between fucking the black hole of MySpace and a radio show?
I'm not even really on MySpace.
Shut up, bitch.
I'm talking to my friend Sam, and I was trying to convince him to call in, and he's like, no, my parents are in the room above me, and they'll hear me, and they'll yell at me.
Yeah, you know what? Tell him we said, Sam Freedom said hi to Mama's boy.
I don't think I'm going to tell him that.
No, you know what? Tell him, say, we'll pray that someday he grows up and can actually make a phone call without having to worry about what his parents think.
Well, he's like my brother's age.
He's
actually a little bit younger than my brother.
What are you doing? How old is he? How old?
He turned 17 in January.
What are you showing 17-year-olds this stuff for?
Because you don't understand.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's your typical teenage rant. You don't understand.
You don't understand.
I love that.
No, he's an awesome person. He is my favorite person, and I love him.
I know, but I love teenage girls. Like, you don't understand.
Nobody gets me. Nobody understands me.
Yeah, I know. Hold on 1 second.
It's so hard.
Hold on.
What was that?
He hung up.
Huh?
I think he hung up.
No, I'm here. I had to switch phones.
Mm.
Sean, you've been here the whole time, huh?
Uh-huh.
The hell's going on, buddy?
Not too bad.
All right, listen, I'm going to end the show now. My phones are going to die. And I just want to thank you all for calling in. The first episode ever of Two People Talking. Can we all say that together on the count of three? One, two, three.
Two
people talking. Thank you. We're going to do that every show. Two people talking. This is my first of my two people, Ryan, and the second of my two people, Melson. All right. Listen, folks, it was a pleasure talking to you all again. Have a good night.
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 Night.